And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray along with Corey Sandin. Hey, Rock God Rick, so I'm at Bay right now fishing the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament that hardly anybody knows about. But anyway, he's going to go out there. He and Dallas are fishing today. It's going to be great. But boy, do we have a great show for you today. Darren Doheny from 310 Rod Works is here. We're going to be talking custom rods and a whole bunch more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in studio, and you're talking about the San Diego Anglers Bay Tournament, man. I hope Rick and Dallas do well.
Yeah, good luck, and you're saying conditions are kind of, I mean, it's
not bad for the bay.
Darren, Vic, and I came in. If you're looking at us on YouTube and Facebook Live, you can see Darren Doheny. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Darren.
Yeah, and
good morning, guys.
Buddy Vic is here visiting. He said he's not going to talk, but he's just here. He's a support group, right?
That's it.
Yeah, all right.
And
yeah.
he was my designated carpool dummy. So we got down here nice and fast.
And be able to get home,
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you say, it's interesting conditions this morning for the weather because it was blowing a little bit from, you know, I don't know, the south or the northwest or whatever.
A little bit, but San Diego Bay is so beautiful. I mean, there's areas to tuck in, and I don't know, maybe Rick has a different opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm not fishing it, but
well,
it looks fishy.
Ricky said he may call in later on and give us a fish report from the bay.
Nice.
So that'd be good. But good luck to all those anglers fishing in that tournament. And I think it was, I don't know a lot about it, but it used to be so huge.
Was a monster. Yeah. I remember when I started, when I took MC Swim Baits to the forefront.
Right.
1999. Dang. And that tournament was the tournament. Like, oh, yeah. It debuted everything there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a huge tent and a huge event. But it's not the San Diego Anglers that had to scale it back. They were forced to scale it back because of the port of San Diego.
Oh, really?
The port wanted a monster amount of money to guarantee to protect the grass.
Oh.
They wanted a huge amount of money. So it's not the anglers that scaled it back. It's that they were forced to.
The evil port.
You said it.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Doesn't sound like they've got a history of doing favors for the fishermen.
No.
No. Yeah. No, but on that note, we have the most beautiful launch ramps. And even if they're a step down from beautiful, they're free.
They're free.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, that's a
good thing. Gotta love that.
There's water, but it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
That's
a good thing. Yeah. But anyway, Darren, good morning. Great
good
to have
morning.
You. And just fantastic here to have you in the world headquarters here.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to be down here. You know, we take this pretty seriously. We're happy to be here. We're thankful that you give us a chance to come and talk to everybody, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's what Let's Talk Hook is all about, is just spreading the love for the fishing community.
So I've known Darren for 25 years, roughly.
Long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain to me and the listeners what 310 Rod Works.
So 310 Rod Works originally was formed because Randy over at United Composites was going to need some additional support and capacity because he was doing blanks, he wasn't doing rods yet, and so I had the ability to put together like a very small production department for him out of my house, and so we could wrap, we could finish, we could do all the things that he needed. Yeah. And it ended up that he didn't need me in the end to do that because he was able to form the production department there, get the people in place that could do the wrapping, that could do the finishing. And so I had all this stuff going on, and it actually turned into a really wonderful, very organically grown custom rod building business, which, of course, as volumes increased, I had more components on the shelf. I had more relationships and more accounts to be able to buy product and also then resell product. So 310
Rod Works. And it started
in
your living room.
It started actually in a spare bedroom, with pretty much taking over the garage. So we had the garage, the spare bedroom. At one time we had a storage unit that we were paying for. We had a bunch of stuff at my dad's old house's garage, and it was so fractured and it was getting so big that finally my wife Vivian, who was here the last time I was here, Viv said, "Hey, enough is enough. You need to put it all under one roof. You know, this is getting crazy." Because the storage fees up in L.A., they're not cheap.
Oh, and down here either, yeah.
So we're paying really, really good money to access that during their open and closed hours.
Right.
So we started looking. This is after being in business for 5 years. We start looking, and we found a spot that ultimately was about twice as big as we had planned. And so we signed the contract. Got our 3,000 square foot warehouse.
Wow.
Started putting racks in and everything. I mean, just all our friends got together and they helped me put all this stuff together. And we got our business rolling a little bit more formally, actual warehouse.
Congratulations.
And we approached it so differently than most everywhere else. We're not a tackle store. We're not the place that you go to buy your mealworms and your flat fall jigs and your braided line. We are a wholesale business that caters to custom rod builders. So anybody that is needing a set of guides or grips and a reel seat for a rod that they're building, or at one time, because United Composites was so slammed with business that they couldn't get enough of the rod blanks available for their customers, they started sending them to me. I invested in the inventory. We had all the popular blanks in stock, and so guys would get blanks, guides, grips,
wow,
seats, all that stuff.
Are there that many custom rod builders
around?
I'll
tell you what, COVID was probably our best friend. That really was a huge influence on custom rod building and the custom rod building community, because a lot of people didn't have anything to do. They were at home. They still love fishing, but they couldn't go fishing. So a lot of them picked up the hobby.
Yeah.
And several of them have turned into really great rod builders.
Wow. It's probably a lot like we were talking before the show about fly tying.
Sure.
Right? I'm addicted to fly tying. You know, it's very therapeutic and stuff. And I'm sure rod building is kind of like that, right?
I would say so. At least for myself, you know, I can actually sit in the quiet of my office. There's not too much time there that nobody's there, you know. But
right,
when I have those moments where there's nobody there, I can sit down at my rod lathe and I can lay down some thread. It really is. You know, it's something that I've done for the better part of 45 years now.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. I started very young at a local tackle store and started off doing all their repairs, I think, at 13 years old.
Wow.
So it now it's, of course, everything. Custom rods, you know, stuff that we just take for granted, I think, as anglers. But when you break a guide, that rod is out of commission until that guide
right,
gets replaced. And so that's a service that we provide to some of our close friends. But again, because we're not a retail store, we don't have a lot of traffic.
Right.
But if somebody needs repairs done, we do that, as well as all the other parts of rod building.
What an incredible story, really.
Yeah, really good story.
And rod building is one of those things, like, you can take it, like Pete was mentioning, fly tying. You could take it as far as you want, or as simple.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
You just want black thread and to keep it simple and you know, a lesser price guide that's still decent.
That's right. That's right.
Or you can step it up a couple notches.
You know, when I was growing up, so I started working at the tackle store at 13 years old in Gardena, right? And back then,
you want to mention what
store? It was
because there's a lot of people that listen.
The proper name was Arts Discount Fishing Tackle.
Wow.
And over time, they pulled the discount out because they didn't want to sound cheap.
Yeah.
But Arts Fishing Tackle in Gardena was, they were a huge influence on Southern California saltwater fishing. They really did provide a great service.
Did they sell MC swim baits?
They did.
Yeah.
So at the time, Terry,
that was the first place I'd ever found MC swim baits,
no,
believe it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah. So Terry was the owner at the time, and it was, I heard the stories. It was like him and his brother. His dad had,
yeah.
Do you remember Woody?
Woody's
weights?
Sinkers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was his
business.
Dad. Oh. So I know there's so much history and I love it, but to know Darren started at Arts Tackle, there's so many cool shops in that area that we don't have anymore. Perfields, Arts, Yo's. Like, you can go down the list.
It's really sad, actually, to know that I've been around for so long that so many of these places are gone.
They were cool shops.
Really, really cool shops.
So what happened to them? I just got absorbed by bigger corporates?
Well,
or
so
tough to stay in business? Or?
The dad was very sharp.
And this is for Arts in particular.
Arts himself. He would buy the properties that they were going to be running their businesses out of. So he owned a lot of property and everything. That original store just wasn't going to work for Terry anymore, and so he moved it to another location within the same city of Gardena, and that's where Corey probably went into, right on Artesia there. It was a really beautiful store, much smaller than he had. But in the end, it came down to money. You know, they wanted too much for the rent for that property.
For the space,
And it was just too hard to cover, and it was probably one of the down cycles of our fishing business. You know, it just got slow, and so it got hard to cover everything. So he just threw his hands up and retired.
But today, I mean, you look at like Dana Landing, you look at Savon Tackle up north, the Longfin, Fisherman's Tackle, and Dana Landing in Mission Bay,
all the different Turner's locations.
Right. So there's so many beautiful shops, but you get old enough and enough white hairs, you can see that you appreciate the shops that were once there. Like Dick at Perfield's, it was cool.
Oh, Dick was cool.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Art. I mean, Terry at Art's was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The boys over at Yo's. You know, it was a culture.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I think has changed over time, and it's not to dig on any of the guys that are working at tackle stores today. But what I've seen is that we've kind of gotten away from what I would consider a pro shop, where guys are literally out there living, breathing, sleeping, eating, fishing. That's it. That's their whole life, and that's all they want to know, and they pour that back into the customers. In today's world, we don't see quite as much of that, where guys are hardcore fishermen. They're there doing what they're told, selling what they're told, showing off what they're told. I would say that they're not at the same level as
the customer wants to be.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
But
there are some. Here's a couple that stick out of my head. I mean, Save on Tackle, one of them, the Longfin, they're passionate. The boys at Fisherman's. You know what really sticks out in my head is East County Bait and Tackle. Those young guys, they are everything that you describe.
Yeah.
And Lemon Grove, same thing.
Yeah. Those guys that are hardcore, that they could pick up a bait and tell you all the history of it, how it works, how to throw it, what speed to wind it. Those are the guys that
Here's the rod and reel that you need.
Exactly.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
And they're not telling you that you need that rod and reel because it's expensive and that it's the best, most profitable. They're telling you that because that's what they use.
That's
what they're most comfortable with. They've gone through 10 rods to find one that really throws that bait well.
You know, Darren, you're so intelligent. You get it. You understand it. And because I've known you for over 25 years, I totally understand you and I get it. And the fact you have 310 rod works is pretty damn cool. And it's
last time he was on with Vicky, who's your wife?
Vivian.
Oh, Vivian, excuse me. You were talking about Sato crimps.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's still a part of your.
Yeah. So we got together with Gary and acquired that company
from him. Gary Big Fish Sato?
Yes.
The man.
So Gary was, he was just wanting to move on to other stuff. And so he let me acquire that company from him. We have supported the line. We still sell quite a bit of it. But that was kind of our first real connection.
Yeah.
To the proper long range community.
Yeah.
You know, we had rods. We build custom rods, and so we built a lot of big fish kind of rods.
Sure.
But to own a company that had been established for so long, that's embraced by some super hardcore guys that really know how to use it, that appreciate what it does.
It works so well.
And it was just kind of cool to be able to be that next person for that company, that brand.
That's cool. To keep the brand going.
Yeah.
So why would one want to have a custom rod? You can walk into a rod store and buy a CalStar off the wall or whatever. Why would somebody want to get themselves built a custom rod?
So here's the thing. Over all these years that I've been involved in fishing, the reasoning behind custom rods, it's changed so dramatically. When I first started at the old Arts Fishing Tackle store on Gardena Boulevard, it was all about getting a better rod. The rods that were coming out of the factories were not very good. They didn't have great componentry. They were literally
there were just
so many things that could have been better with very little effort, but they didn't put that effort in because it was all about volume. Then it went into, so for less money, you could get a better rod back then. And so guys would pick up rod building as a hobby just so that they could fill out their quiver, whether it was a black-on-black wrap or they wanted to get more fancy and put a diamond wrap on it. It was so that they could afford to build a full set of rods at a reasonable price. Then factory rods started to get better. The componentry got better. They started investing in people that would do it, build it right. And so the quality got better of the factory rods, but now all of them looked exactly the same. So it shifted from saving money to identifying your rods in the rack. It gave you more identity. Whether you were doing it yourself in a custom color or whether you were paying somebody to build a custom rod for you, it became an identity thing. That was the second phase that I recognized. Now, today, custom rod building has gone in a very, very different, radical, cool direction where not only do you get to combine the colors that you like, that you want, some of these rod builders are real artisans. I mean, like Corey was just showing us his new fly, and it looks like a bait. I mean, it literally looks like a bait, but it's hair in the right sequence to make the right colors. Well, these guys building rods today, they're super talented. The stuff that they're turning out is so beautiful, so much so that I wouldn't even want to use it.
First name that comes to mind for me? Docksky.
Docksky. So well, he is a legend.
Yeah, a legend. And that was the thing. You were... What's blown my mind is several people come up to me at the PCS show and say, you need to have Darren Doheny on the show, talk about custom rods. And we were right across from Batson Rods and then just down from 310 Rodworks. It was a mob scene in your booth, in the Batson booth. I mean, I was like, I had no idea how big custom rod building was.
It's really incredible. I would almost call it a renaissance over like the last 10 years. More and more and more people are re-engaging in custom rod building. So we were just talking about this the other day. I would say that up in Los Angeles, Orange County, we probably have more rod builders that would consider themselves professional rod builders. They do it as a business. Some do it full time. Some don't, but some do it full time. Here in San Diego, you probably have fivefold the number of rod builders are out there, but they're doing it for themselves. So there's a lot more guys that are hobbyist level rod builders down here that actually
do it for themselves.
Do it for themselves, or they might do it for a couple of friends, and that's all they do. They're not trying to make it a business where we have to put the branding logos on every rod and all that stuff. They just build good quality rods. Yeah. And to me, of course, I appreciate all the artistry that is going into custom rod building today. But for myself and my business, we make the priority the function of the rod and less on the artistry. Uh-huh. We do a little bit of the creative stuff, but really if somebody comes to us and asks us for
a mermaid in there or something?
Yeah, we probably wouldn't do it. Yeah. We probably wouldn't do that unless it first allowed us to build a proper functioning rod.
I gotcha.
You know, I put the priority on that, and the people that I have helped learn rod building, I've taught them to do the same, because unless the rod performs properly, who cares?
Yeah. Right.
Who cares?
Who cares what it looks like? If it doesn't work, it's like, yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. I mean, just like the first 20 minutes just flew by here, and we have a lot more to talk about. Right, Corey?
We do. And, I mean, having Darren Doheny in here from 310 Rodworks, super cool, and just, I mean, he likes to fish everything from freshwater to big bluefin tuna and just having a good time and talking rod building and a lot of fun in studio for the next couple hours. And we want you to join us, 833-288-0973. We're going to do that for the first hour on The Fan. Jeff is going to be waiting for your call there. I'll give you the number again, 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text, and the text is only through the app. Super easy download. It's free. It's Pete doesn't do anything with anything that comes down with that download. It's just you get access to all the archives, and you can listen to it on your own demand. Cool. Right? It is super cool.
That is cool.
You can see who's coming up, you know, in the future, and like I said, listen to the shows from the past. And that's on the app. So text us via the app. You want to make sure that you do leave your name and telephone number, a way to get a hold of you on the text, because we're giving away a pretty cool prize. And Pete's put this
really
together.
Cool prize.
Super cool. An overnight trip overnight open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
How about that?
That's incredible.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, on any boat that's available.
Any available open party trip, Carl will set you up there at Fisherman's Landing and put you on an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
That is not an inexpensive
exactly.
Like gift going to
that's
one lucky
incredible.
Texter or caller. So make sure you do that. We'll have Darren. We have our coin right there. We'll flip that at the end of the show to see if that's going to a texter or a caller. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to us on 97.3 The Fan, Let's Talk Hookup app, and Facebook and YouTube Live.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanspit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safari's family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches. Made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio with Darren. It's so cool to have Darren Doherty in here from 310 Rod Works and
some custom rods.
I know, right?
Sato crimps and
I know
all that good
all
stuff.
That
yeah,
stuff.
Phones are packing up. You want to get through? Have a chance to talk to Darren and also win that open party overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Jeff's standing by, 833-288-0973. I want to mention a couple things here. First, we just heard the Summit Gasoline spot. And, you know, the big Rollo Grand Raffles coming up. And all that's going to be given away at Day at the Docks, which is April 13th.
Can we still buy tickets?
Coming up very soon. Can still buy tickets. Okay. And the grand prize, or one of the grand prizes, is $2,000 in gift cards.
Ooh,
at, I'm going to go pick them, yeah, at Summit Gasoline, which is the greatest place.
I mean,
so I'm going to go over there and pick that up on Monday because it's coming up. I mean, it's so if you want to get in, you can still do that. Get in on that grand raffle. And in addition to that, you get the bonus thing. Bill Batson, who you're very close with,
yes,
and work a lot with, buy components with him and stuff like that, donated six rods, custom rods, beautiful custom rods. Mike brought these rods in. And that's kind of part of the grand bonus prize for the grand raffle. And if you buy, I think it's $100 worth of tickets, you get in on that raffle, which is the bonus.
Raffle.
Yeah, that's the bonus prize. So Tim at Rollo, or win at RolloKids.org. Win at RolloKids.org. Just email Tim, and then he'll call you back and buy the tickets. But you definitely want to get in on getting those beautiful rods. Did you see those rods?
I haven't got to see them.
Nice. Built by some of his custom guys.
Yeah.
And then also that $2,000 in Summit Gas.
Crazy.
Trips on the Royal Polaris on the Shogun. And
I want to mention, it doesn't take – you don't have to put in $1,000.
No.
Yeah, well, you could, but – I put in $100 last year, and I drew second place.
No way!
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So don't think that.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
What I'm. Yeah. It's, don't think you have to, like.
So what'd you take?
You can imagine the list,
right?
You already know. And
of course, the first thing that went was Summit Gasoline.
Well, and that's what I asked.
Yeah.
Like, Tim
yeah.
called me, you know, like, okay, well, that's gone. Like, well, let me just think, because there's so many people that can use the RP trip and
right.
down the list and the heavy reels and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? The adventure and camping. I can share it with my wife. I can share it with my wife.
Sure.
And, you know, it's something that we could share as a couple.
Yeah.
So don't think that you need to spend big money. You know, and all that money going to Rollo,
all
taking the kids fishing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Almost
bring it on. What's the email again?
It's win at RolloKids.org.
Done.
Win at RolloKids.org. And if you want to call and leave a message for Tim, it's 951-264-7382. That's 951-264-7382. 7382. You can call Tim, and again, they can't sell them online because of the stupid state of California rules.
Yeah.
But you have to call or email Tim, and he'll call you back and get you set up on all that. One other thing I want to mention that I was discussing with Jeff, our guy at the fan on the board there, is our good friend Bryce Miller, who passed away last week, and he said they did a super cool thing at opening day this past Thursday at the Padre game. And they had his open seat in the press box.
Left the seat
flowers,
open.
Wow. On that. And I just, you know, that guy was such a great guy. He loved to fish so much. He's so passionate about everything he did. One of the greatest riders to ever hit the market here. But Bryce was just a super cool guy. And I thought that was a really nice tribute that they did to him on opening day of the Padres.
Super cool.
He would have been in that chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
The funny thing was, I was discussing Bryce with Ron Lane from Fastlane.
Yeah.
And one of the funniest things with Bryce is we went fishing. And after the trip, this was on my 36 Pacifica. After the trip, we were cleaning the boat at the dock, and I hear this splash, and I was like, oh no, Bryce fell in.
No.
And he lost his phone, but we recovered it later with a diver and stuff like that, so it was all good. But I realized at that time that the railing didn't go all the way back to the cockpit, so I realized I needed to push that project up quite a bit after Bryce fell in. So I nicknamed that whole railing the Bryce Rail.
Oh,
and so
wow.
I had forgotten that until Ryan's like, remember the Bryce Rail? It's like, oh yeah. So
cool story to hear,
yeah,
right?
But so
cool
I know that the current owner of Field Research, it's up in Los Alamitos right now. It's like, just remember, that railing's called the Bryce Rail.
You and I got to meet the owner, too.
Yeah.
At the PCS show.
Introduced
himself.
Cool. Well, phones are packed.
Let's do it.
They want to talk to Darren Doheny, so let's do it.
How about Richard, first on tap there? Richard from San Diego. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Wonderful show, as always. Thanks for taking my call. My question is for Darren. I've got a series of your TTR 6480 rods that I finally finished building.
Great.
And my question is, could you kind of give us some insight as to your thinking when you design a new rod and you bring it out? You know, what niche are you trying to fill in the massive amount of fishing rods that are out there? And just kind of what makes you want to do those?
So what we find in having to work with a rod blank manufacturer like United Composites, we – of course, have to function within their capacity. And one of the things that we recognize, we are a huge, huge supporter of United Composites. primarily because Randy is actually a very good friend of mine, longtime friend, and we want to support what he's doing. What we have found is that with the construction that they use, the techniques and engineering that they've used to come up with their style of blanks, in general, they're very fast action. You'll find that most of them really would be considered not moderate or mod fast, but actual fast action rods. And some people don't like that. And so we realized that we could have Randy design something, build something that was going to appeal to a wider part of the market. And so for the TTR series, we found that it was a great combination. Something that was going to be able to stretch a little bit further, act more like a traditional jig and bait style rod, and they feel really good when you bend them. You know, they just really work well. And so we felt like on that particular rod, we really hit the mark. We got what we wanted out of that blank.
Do you sell like rod component packages like that a rod builder like
I think the interesting part about the way we operate as 310 Rodworks as a component distributor, we actually take the time to talk to the builder, talk to the customer, figure out what they want. There's so many factors that you could dial into buying a set of guides, just guides alone, that we want to make sure that we're getting them the right stuff.
Gotcha.
And so we don't prepackage them. We can. We have a few standard layouts or configurations. But in general, we're trying to meet the builder where they're at, what they want, what the budget is, and all that stuff.
And I can only imagine, though, that you get, as a rod builder, you get to that elevated level, which probably is after your first, second, third rod, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very quick, that you know what you want. You know you want to step better.
Absolutely. I think the one thing that is really apparent as people get through their first few rods is their passion for fishing will shine through what they're buying. So as they're selecting their goods for their next build, if they're really, really passionate about fishing, they're going to start tailoring how they design or how they lay out the rod for their own personal preference.
Sure.
Unlike when we do a production run of rods, it's the same guide, same, you know, thread work, everything, the same handle configurations, because we need it to go through the shop more quickly. On a custom basis where somebody could be building their own set of TTRs, they can choose to extend the handles, change the guides, use a heavier or lighter guide train for what they're building. And so,
and you help them customize all that. Let me throw this out there. So what if somebody wants to use a CalStar blank? They are a big CalStar fan. They want to use a CalStar tank. Do you sell the components to put together that kind of rod?
Absolutely. I think the one thing that a lot of people miss is that most of us who have been around this business or around fishing for more than 30 years, we grew up on CalStars.
Absolutely.
And so we're all very, very familiar with CalStars. Even if I don't have the blank in front of me, I can recall building one.
You're very familiar with
it. How I would set it up. Right. And so we can make recommendations just off the top of our heads.
Sure.
How to build that CalStar blank. Same goes for Seeker. You know, I was a part of Seeker, so I got very intimately involved in that product line. And so we can make those recommendations very quickly to help the rod builder decide on how they're going to do it.
So that's kind of like your thing is to help the rod builder be successful at designing and
that's right.
That
and rod. And the more that we're able to share and make good recommendations, the faster those rod builders get up to speed on building a good quality, high performing rod. That's really very important to me, that the rod performs the way it's intended.
Perfect. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and jump back into another call here.
Let's, how about Sean? Sean Combe from Lomita. Good morning, Sean. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good to talk to you, Darren. I was a South Bay Tackle Shop tackle shop rat. I'm going to Gary's Tackle Box.
Yeah.
Gary's Tackle Box, Arch, Yo's, even Rusty Hook, all those places. Yeah. So, yeah, and I started wrapping my own pole when I was, I don't know, maybe 13 or so, and I'd suck the butt end of a blank into a skateboard wheel, and wow. I'd spin the wheel that way to have some stability to try to wrap my own pole.
That is super. Yeah. That's good. That's really cool.
It's old school, right? Anyway, I got a question. I used to get my rods wrapped by Martin over there at Yo's Tackle. Mm-hmm. I never had any rods wrapped by his father, but he would always have me pull on a blank, and he'd see where my hand placement was, not just for the grip, but also on guide placement. Do you think it's beneficial to adjust the guide placement based on the length of the angler's arms, and then also for reel seat, and how much of the customizing towards the angler do you do that way? And also, I'd like to pull on the tip of a rod to see how it recoils, because that's the pressure we're putting on the fish. Mm-hmm. Not so much how it feels in my hands, but how does that tip recoil? How about those two things, guide placement and recoiling?
Gosh, I think that is such a phenomenal question, and I appreciate you bringing that up. First of all, let me address the holding the rod by the tip to understand the action of the blank and the power of the blank. I think there are too few people that take that into consideration. Rod blanks today are so different from brand to brand that you owe it to yourself to really understand what that tip action is doing, how much power it's applying as it's deflected or bent. That is a super important part that really that not that many people even know to do. So I definitely applaud you for doing that and wanting to know that information because it is definitely helpful. Now, with respect to doing the whole triangulation and understanding where the hand placement is on the grips and all that stuff, here's one thing that I will say about that. Up until rail rods became the norm, and I'm talking about guys using a 30-pound rod on the rail. I don't particularly fish that way, nor do I think it's required. I think that we probably, for the most part, are all strong enough to lift the rod off the rail on 30-pound line because we're talking about, at most, 15 pounds of drag. So knowing that these rods are going on the rail, it's kind of taken away the need for the geometry to be correct, to do the triangulations and figure out where or how long that foregrip needs to be. That's less of an issue today than it was back then.
Interesting.
It's really a very different approach. So now what I believe are the key factors. For one, we have to put the stripper guide in a position where it's going to take advantage of the power of the blank. And what I mean by that is if we have to move it closer to where the reel position is, I think that's critical, especially with the heavier rods. The lighter rods, maybe not as critical, but even so, sometimes you have to move that stripper guide closer to avoid...
So it doesn't rub on...
It doesn't rub the foregrip of the rod. It doesn't, you know, the line doesn't cross the blank. So I think that you would benefit more from understanding the action of the rod, positioning the guide properly, and then of course working out your grip lengths. Nowadays, instead of using those real short like 8 or 10 inch rear grips and a gimbal where we used to put the rods in a rod belt, now we're putting the rods on the rail, and so you tuck it under your armpit. You need a longer rear grip, or else you're going to gore your armpit with the butt cap or the gimbal of the rod.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's really important to think about those things. And as we get more of the guys who, like me, started out in the late 70s and 80s with these real short rods and short grips, we need to extend that out. We need to allow the rod to do more of the work. We don't have to do so much of the heavy lifting, but we have to be able to utilize the power
of
the rod.
It's all progressive, right?
It really is. Everything has evolved.
Hey, we're going to be right back with more great information from Darren Doheny and 310 Rod Works. We're going to return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, and Facebook and YouTube Live.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all the brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX-1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there for you when your binoculars need service. Go see Anthony and the Baker Marine crew at Day at the Docks, Sunday, April the 13th, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so go get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's Performance Collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And man, we're having Darren Doe here in the studio. So cool. You want to join us, 833-288-0973, or you can join us via the text, only on the app. And we've got the fish report. The man on hold, Marcos on the radio from Seaforth, and it's brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Mark your calendar. It's a big date coming up for Saturday, May 10th. Dana Landing, they're having their annual summer kickoff sale. Everything is on sale. Up to 50% off, and there will be manufacturers like myself.
Yeah, you'll be there, right?
I will be, yeah, exactly. And just teaching and sharing better ways to fish everything, and free food and kayak demos, and a big sale at Fastlane also right next door. It's super cool. And come on down. It's May 10th right there, Dana Landing, Mission Bay.
May 10th. And Corey, I know whenever you do that, your booth is mobbed with people having you. You're teaching people how to put baits on, how to fish them, and such like that.
It's so like
really nice hands-on day.
It is. It's fun just to share the time with the people and the stories and techniques. It's all fun. Come on down. May 10th.
May 10th. It's going to be a good day. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing good.
Excellent. How's the fishing?
Yellowtail, come on.
Well, unfortunately, we did get a bit by weather again there, but San Diego did get out, and they caught a few yellowtail on their trip. Last trip they ran was Monday. And found some good size yellowtail, and there are also a bit of whitefish, some other bottom fish in there. New Seaforth thing they've been doing there, some very good whitefish and other bottom fishing, and got their rockfish opener next week on Tuesday. So definitely check that out. We're going to be going back to our normal two-trip-a-day schedule there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got those half-day trips on the new Seaforth, and I believe the plan at this point is to do some rock fishing in the morning and take a look for bass, maybe some yellowtail in the afternoon. So definitely keep that in mind there. San Diego's was up there. They're still online, and, you know, it's just going to go forward from here as often as they can run and get out there. So they did see good signs of life down there, so hopefully some more. Tribute still has those weekend day and a half trips scheduled. We have a few other 2 days during the week on the Pacific Voyager, and, again, that's all on the website, c4landing.com. Full schedule up there for all those trips. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Get all geared up because we keep talking about fishing going forward. You need to get all your MC swim baits for the bluefin you're going to catch this year.
Stretch in the middle. I like it.
Yeah. Hey, Marcos, big question here. Did the Polaris Supreme get out?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah.
No, there was some
too much weather.
Supposedly some poor weather down the coast. It wasn't nice here. New Seaport did go out on Thursday, and yesterday. They turned around and came back right away. Like, I think that swell kicked in a lot sooner and bigger than expected. But they'll be back out there again tomorrow. And that was perfect. That's exactly what happened there. Yeah.
Pete's like a little kid with the new system.
Effects,
he loves it.
But yeah, that was when I heard yesterday that they were going to try and make it out because he delayed the trip a day. And then Ali, I really wanted because they got their situation straightened out. Of course, the perfect weekend to go with would have been last weekend, but they had the issues with their warranties and stuff like that. And then the weather just turned again. It's spring, right? It is what it is.
It's San Diego spring there for us. And, you know, we know the weather's going to get better and fishing's going to get good. So
Absolutely. It's
just a little bit of a waiting game here, but there are some options for you. Yeah.
It is only March. And I'll remind you, even though April 1st is Tuesday, I can imagine it's going to be wide open on Tuesday. What about the Rockfish opener? Are we going to get some boats out?
Yeah, New Seaforth is, they're filling up there. I think they got like a dozen spots left there. So if you want to get out there, definitely do that. And like I said, going back to that, two trips a day. So won't be running those 8:30 to 2 trips. So don't be late. Once you make reservations for those, make sure to be here early, not at 8.
And they have some phenomenal fishing on the 9 there in the opener, I know. Get your spot.
Yeah. How do we get a hold of you at Seaforth?
Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Lots of information up there. Full schedule. You can make reservations online. Give us a call, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you all set up, and get you out there fishing.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. That's brought to us by Norsk Lithium. And power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electric power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system with NorskLithium.com or see the trolling motor doctor in L.A.
Yeah, hey, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck home from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. What a bunch of neat rods. I spent probably half an hour over there looking at those custom rods. It's like an addiction. You know, just the quality and stuff. But how I went wrong, my first rod, my helper turned me on to twilight fish, and I went from trout fishing to twilight and out in the ocean, never went back. But somebody in town needed some money that was a custom rod wrapper, and I got my first one was a Contender.
Oh, my.
And it had this Indian blanket wrap on the bottom. Just phenomenal, all my albacore trips. But now I have like 6 or 7, and I was getting them out of the jig stop till they closed.
And another shop. Yeah,
Costa,
another shop.
Costa moved down to Hogan's.
Yes.
And, man, they're doing a phenomenal job.
In that area, Chuck, in that area, Hogan's is a super, super cool shop. Yeah, it's one of those shops that you love to be a part of, for sure.
Yeah.
They're good.
The guy was talking about he caught a striper. It took 5 hours, 2 hours before work and 2 hours after, and finally got bit.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, that lucky craft, you know, that thing just to kill a little bit. But my kid turned me on to measuring your forearm and stuff. Anything from a rail rod to a long rods, that won't matter. But anything standing up, it seems to put a pretty good emphasis of where that reel should be.
Now, what does he mean by that, Darren?
Yeah, you're probably referring to the reel position as it's related to the butt cap, the length there.
Right.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So how's the best way to measure that?
You know, that I think it's a standard. We all have done it for years and years, especially when we had a lot of deckhand grip rods where there was no reel seat. So you would just position your elbow at the butt cap and reach over to the rod, and wherever your hand would be, that's where you position
wherever you grab the rod.
Where you grab the rod.
That would
with the elbow in relation to the
So when you're setting somebody up for a custom rod with a real seat, will you do the same thing?
We do a little bit of that, but again, even like I said, 30-pound rods are used on the rail, so we kind of have to take into consideration actually the distance between their armpit and where it's comfortable to hold the reel.
We're going to be right back. Yeah, we're going to be right back. Stay tuned. Thanks for the fan. Thanks to Jeff. And we'll be on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Day at the Docks is back and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our largest booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and out in the parking lot, we will feature a huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. The fishing season is here, so take advantage of our inventory and sale prices while you can. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals Sunday, April 13th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.